My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
What do you want to say? What do you want to say?
I want to say...
Tell me what's in your heart. What do you want to say today?
I'm not insulting Brock Purdy, but...
About you and I and what we just talked about, or about the 49ers and football?
I left it as an open-ended question.
I'm a free agent.
When I teach interviewing, that is something that we effort. As radio hosts, we effort, thank you, open-ended questions. What do you want to say? That is an open-ended question. You cannot answer it with a yes or a no. What do you want to say? Yeah, unless that's literally what you want to say, is just the word yes. What do you want to say? You can talk about whatever you want.
You know what I want to say, Mark?
What do you want to say?
I want to say that numbers do lie. And I know that you're a big, like... Numbers are numbers, unless numbers are numbers, and
your numbers
are numbers. Numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
Right, and so you could look at the numbers from Brock Purdy last night, and you could look at QBR or quarterback rating, or you could look at whatever you want, but having watched the game a second time today, I want to say that Brock Purdy was awesome. Mm-hmm. 18 of 28, which means 10 times he threw the ball, and it was not complete, and I'm looking at my notes of those 10 incompletes, and at least 5 or 6 of them were times where he did exactly what we want, which is you're pressured, and instead of running around and getting crazy and trying to do something you shouldn't, he threw it away. And of the 18 completions, I'm thinking about a number of them that were beyond elite. The first touchdown throw to George Kittle at the pylon the red zone, where this red zone offense has been terrible. It was beyond restaurant quality. Yeah. It was Michelin star quality, because that ball had to be put in a certain spot, and it had to be put there in a hurry, and it was. And George Kittle, pow, 2 hands, 2 feet in, drag a toe, touchdown Niners. That throw was amazing. And the one that everyone wants to criticize, all of you armchair Twitter quarterback wannabes, was the 76-yarder to Deebo Samuel, where... Oh, he just floated it up there, and thank God for Deebo that he grabbed it and he saved Brock's bacon. Well, no, that throw was actually a perfect throw, because the safety was closing, he was late, and if you would have led Deebo down the field, Deebo either gets lit up or the safety deflects it or picks it off or whatever. That was the first play from scrimmage after Seattle punted, 3-0 game. It's play action, and Deebo breaks out to the left side, and he floats it out there. That throw was perfection. He threw it a little bit behind Deebo, because that's where the empty space was, and he trusted his yak brother to make the catch and do what he did, which is catch it, watch the safety fly by. Felt like I was doing a Top Gun thing. You know, fly by.
We're going to hit the brakes. He's going to fly right by.
And that's what happened. He hit the brakes, and he flew right by, and then Deebo put on the afterburners. Touchdown. I thought Brock Purdy last night was spectacular. There was a couple of scrambles early. There were a few plays where he was running around and he got rid of the ball and he threw it where no one could catch it. And 18 for 28 does not look eye-popping. And 255 is padded by the big Deebo catch. I get that. Brock Purdy, with every play that he could make, he made it. I thought that he was spectacular last night.
Okay. So I think it's such an interesting take because depending on who you are and what your eyeballs are doing, I've heard a lot of different takes on how Brock Purdy looked last night. Nobody thinks he was awful. Nobody thinks he was even bad. I don't even know how many people think that he was like mediocre, but I hear a lot of, well, he was not bad. He was not bad. Like, it wasn't a great game, but it wasn't bad. And then you can like move that all the way up to you who wants to give it a chef's kiss.
Oh yeah.
Which is fascinating to me. Now let me start with this. Remember that Ben Solak guy who came on the station yesterday?
Solak,
watch it back. Listen, that guy comes on with Steiny and Goo, and I didn't like what he said yesterday, which I don't have in front of me anymore, Grandy, if you want to pull it. The one where he goes, hey, listen, NFL's not for long. We should have known that the Niner run was over because it just doesn't last in the NFL. And I'm sitting here going, what are you talking about? What good quarterback, when he is under contract and playing in his 20s, for a football team, do we go, well, that's the end of that. Like, it's been 3 years, Lamar, so now the Ravens are going to suck for a while. What are you talking about? No, it's not for long. It lasts. When you have a really good quarterback, it lasts. You're usually a playoff team, provided health, every year. When you have one of the top six or seven quarterbacks in the game, and I believe that that's what the 49ers have, that's my opinion. It doesn't have to be yours, but Solak literally puts up a video, and Ben Solak is with ESPN. He's an NFL analyst, but he's also a Brock Purdy hater, and I have no problem saying that. I don't think he thinks he is. That's the problem with Brock Purdy haters. None of them think they are. They don't. Oh, I'm not saying he's. I mean, I'm not ripping Brock Purdy, but how many times have we heard the sentence? Nothing against Brock Purdy, but. And then here comes all of this BS that people want to spew.
I've never
watched an athlete in my entire life in any sport have so much success and have people do such gymnastics to figure out why he's not actually good. Weirdest thing I've ever seen. And we've talked about it a lot. We get it. But Solak puts the video of the Deebo play up on Twitter. And this is what he writes. Now listen to what Dibs just said, which is that, and Herbie did too on the broadcast.
Right.
Said, brilliant play by Brock to put the ball where the open space was and let Deebo make a play on it. If he leads him a little bit further, he's going to lead him right into the safety. It's either going to be a pick or Deebo is going to get blown up out of bounds. So instead, what happened. And Solak writes, I don't want to relitigate Brock discourse for the 47,296th time. But.
Oh, the big but. Solak's got a big but.
And it is. It's on all caps.
And you can send that to him.
He writes, this is the sort of play that drives the film watchers nuts when it comes to parsing Purdy's impact on the offense. Now, someone called him out on it. Later in this discourse, former NFL players started calling him out on it, saying this is exactly where you want to throw that ball. But his response was, this play that someone sort of suggested to him, a different play, goes, oh, this is similar. He goes, they're very, very different plays. It's not Debo's yak that is significant so much as the adjustment to the poor throw and crazy miss by the safety. So now Purdy's throw into space is being analyzed by a professional as a poor throw and a poor miss by the safety, as opposed to a quarterback who threw the ball to an open spot to create a playmaking opportunity for a playmaker that would not get picked or hit by a defender, which I'm pretty sure is the definition of quarterbacking.
Yes, I will say that it was not a poor throw. It was a good throw, but it was a crazy miss. And I'm watching it again right now. The safety comes up in Hufanga Ian fashion, and he just flies right by. The safety thinks that he's got a chance to either break it up, blow him up, or do something that he actually was unable to do. A safety in this spot who is late, he's way late on the play. A better thing to do would have been to break down to the 50 and try to slow down or bring down Deebo Samuel, as opposed to fly by and have no chance to break up the pass. And then Deebo, oh, it's me and a linebacker to the end zone. All right, adios, muchachos. I'm going to the end zone. So the safety did make a terrible play, but that has nothing to do with the throw.
But I'd argue that the safety made a terrible play because he's trying to time it, and that's when Brock releases it. That's where he thinks it's going to end up. That's where he thinks it's going to end up, because that's like the in-stride spot. But Brock throws to space so that Deebo can make a move on it. I heard Deebo talk about it. He goes, we're taught when that ball goes up, you go attack the ball.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he did. So what I find interesting, and we are going to do Grandy's grades in like, I don't know, maybe an hour and a half or so, sometime later in the show.
Nice.
Grandy, without giving it away, can you just say yes or
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For no, did you give Brock Purdy an A+?
No.
Okay. That's what I thought you'd say.
Nor did I. And I've done my grades. I don't believe in A+.
Oh, right. Sorry. Hey, Grandy, did you give Brock a straight A?
No.
Okay. You did.
I look forward to that.
Okay.
Because I've gone through all 10 of his incompletes, and I can defend 7 of them.
Okay.
And so, and the things he didn't do when he threw it, as far as game management, huddle management, and all the rest of it, he had a spectacular game.
What about 3rd and 1 on the opening drive? Deebo had to make a great play.
Yeah, not a great throw.
On an inaccurate throw.
Not a great throw.
And not a hard throw either.
It's behind him.
Yeah,
that
really
throw was,
behind him.
Well, that throw was probably a 5 out of 10. And it's behind him, high and behind him. But
Which often end up as interceptions.
They can, but when you have a very good player, you throw it in his catch radius, yep. Which it was. And Deebo was able to make the catch.
So here's kind of what I'm getting at.
I have a quick correction. I gave out a number of other A-minuses. I did actually give Brock Purdy an A.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, there goes the end. That's the end of that tease.
Yeah,
no, I'm kidding.
No,
because honestly,
I'm happy.
I also gave him an A. I heard a caller with Steiny and Goo say, I don't think it was a great game for Brock, but it was a solid game. And I think there are a lot of people who think that too. And so I thought it would be interesting to hear from a lot of our callers. Just answer that based off of what your assertion is. How do you think Brock Purdy played last night? And you can go wherever you want. Give it a grade. Give it a review.
Give it a shot.
It's all you got.
Thank you. That's a 4.
Okay. So like, and you know, I actually... And I don't know if this has ever happened before. I think you've got a better grade on Brock than I do.
Yeah. And honestly.
And so does Grandy. Well, I give him an A-.
And having watched it again this morning, having watched it with fresh eyes, knowing the result, watching what he did, I was really blown away, and I had a back and forth with my father-in-law, and I'll share that text exchange because I know he's not listening.
Why doesn't he listen? We need listeners on this show.
He's 80.
So?
He's out of the demo.
I don't care how old you are. Listen to the show, for crying out loud. We're talking sports over here.
I've encouraged him to listen, but this is, I think, Sudoku time.
Well,
we're in the chair doing Sudoku at 3:15. We're not listening to his son-in-law.
Sudoku?
I'll share the text message.
I can't wait.
No, you're going to love some of these.
I can't wait. Yeah.
A couple of gems in there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.